My guest today is percussionist Michelle Humphreys, who is Assistant Professor of Percussion at Towson University's Department of Music. Such a pleasure to welcome you to WBJC for the first time, Michelle. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
So this is really interesting, a residency with the So Ensemble from March 7th through 9th, and then two concerts on the 8th and 9th. And as well as being percussionists, they're almost like magicians with what they are able to achieve with their sound.
That's well put. Like a lot of chamber percussion groups, their performances have a kinetic excitement about them that's very engaging. But they've been playing for so long together, 25 years, that they have something of a musical telepathy that's very beautiful to see and hear.
What do you expect from the residency in terms of how you anticipate your students interacting with them?
They will be working with our students in masterclasses and convocations, and they will be rehearsing with them because So Percussion will be performing side by side with our musicians on the Wednesday night concert, not just the percussionists, but also string players and vocalists.
As I mentioned, two concerts. So let's look at the Tuesday night concert with the Towson University connection with one of the performers.
Yes, they will be performing one major work called Vodalities by Shodike Telefaro. And Shodike is a breath artist and beatboxer who composed this piece specifically for So Percussion. They've performed it at Carnegie Hall and at the Caramore Festival, and now they'll do it at Towson.
Now, as I understand it, you will be conducting in part the Wednesday concert.
Well, conducting might be a bit of a stretch. Their works are very interesting, open instrumentation, and the students will be very much just working side by side with So on these works that are performed as chamber works. So they'll be working without conductors, and some of them have interesting improvisational elements.
The idea of percussion seems to be something in my mind that is sort of set slightly apart because the way your music is written is different. How do you actually teach this facility?
You know, there are just so many hundreds of instruments, and so we really look for the through lines and the commonalities in the playing, and of course, teaching a very deep understanding of rhythmic subdivision in the body is a big part of how we teach. And that's something that'll be on full display in these performances, because percussionists, when you watch them perform, they tend to subdivide with their bodies in all sorts of different ways. And so there tends to be sort of a kinetic dance-like aspect to these concerts that's very appealing.
I mean, one thinks of perhaps the most famous percussionist of all time, Evelyn Glennie, with a hearing impairment. And so that leads one to the question of just how physical it actually is to be a percussionist.
Yes, it is a very physical experience. And I would argue that it's a physical experience for any musician to be what they are and do what they do. But the fact that we often have all four limbs operating independently does set us apart a bit, maybe in the category of an organist.
This sounds so fascinating to watch and to hear. The So Ensemble will be in residency at Towson University's Department of Music, and there will be these two concerts on Tuesday and Wednesday. And these will be at the Harold J. Kaplan Concert Hall at the Center for the Arts at Towson University. There's more information at towson.edu/music. It's been such a pleasure to speak to Assistant Professor of Percussion, Michelle Humphreys. Thanks so much for coming in. Have a great time with So.
Thank you so much.